con la cena.
Sit, like, to sit on the chair.
Here, there's another one. Not here, come on. Mom, you want to go to the bathroom? The bathroom, Daddy.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this life. Our Lord, our in heaven, has granted us this life. You don't know when He takes it away, and you don't know when He sends it in. No one knows. There are many married couple. They don't have children. They might not have children. There are many couple, married couple, that they wait until many years passes, and then suddenly they have a child. There are others that soon enough they get a child. So we don't know when a child is born and when that life being granted. It's in the Creator hand. It's not in any one hand. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take back that trust, that life, it's not in any one hand. It is in His hand. You see children dying in their womb, in the mother's womb. You see children dying at birth. You see children dying at early age. You see youth dying. You see elderly people dying. There is no time. No one knows when someone die or when someone coming to this world. So it is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand. And that's why, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad said that a child is born innocent. Always a child is born, there is no sin on him or on her. Doesn't know what he is doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him from beginning a protection from committing a sin. Because it's impossible to say that a child is born sinner, but a child is always, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yulad al-insanu ala al-fitra. A child is born on innocence. Allah gave him that light, the purity in his heart or in her heart. And when that child comes to this life, sufferings and difficulties begin to come around him or around her. And as they grow up, these difficulties increase. Anyone here sitting now, everyone, all of us, they have difficulties. Show me one person with no difficulty. Only children, these children. They know nothing. They know playing. Running, coming, going, coming. They see a danger, even they throw themselves in it. They don't know. They are innocent, pure. And you see these children are more protected than adults. When a child fell, and we run, the child fall, we run to look at him, oh, he's running another time. Nothing happened to him. When an adult fall, he has a problem, isn't it? That is because a child is angels protect or protector. They are children. They have angelic support, angelic protection. Adult, no, because they knew what is right, what is wrong. That angelic protection is taken away. Because Allah wants that adult to understand where he is standing. So when we are in such a difficulty, and we are not protected, then we have to balance what we are doing. And the best balance, when you get tired, what you do?
Sleep.
You go to sleep. Yeah? People, they say, we are tired. So, what is the remedy for tiredness? Is sleepness. Sleep.
No? Sleep.
Sleep. Oh. He's sleeping. Why they sleep? When you sleep, means people, they knew that they cannot anymore do anything. It's out of their hand. So sleep is the sign of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They surrender. So they sleep. They wake up. They are full of support, because in sleepness you are submitting to your Lord. When you are awake, you are arguing with your Lord. Your ego say, I am here with you. I am here. The what we call it, anania in Arabic, you call it selfishness, isn't it? Mm-hmm. To see yourself standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not accepting what Allah wants from you. And that is the difference between a saint, awliyaullah, that they tried their best to during their life to submit, and the difference between awliyaullah, saint, and normal people. Normal people always trying to exist themselves. How? Look at the mirror. The mirror. You are looking? Yeah. What you see there in the mirror?
I don't see anything.
A mirror. How you are a computer and you cannot see a computer manager or you don't see the mirror there near Batul? Ah, you see the mirror?
Yeah, I can see myself.
Simple answer. That's the mirror. This is the wall. It's not the mirror.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't see anything.
So when you look at the mirror, you see yourself. But in reality, that is imaginary. It's not existing. That existence that you try to consider that it is existing, it's not there. So awliyaullah knows that wisdom, that their existence in Allah's presence is not, what you say, is not real. The only existence is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they don't see themselves anymore. They make themselves absent. When someone calls you by phone or come to your door, they ask, where is Ali? Ali is sleeping. He's not here. He's sleeping. Okay, I call later. Why? Because Ali is sleeping. Means Ali not here, is absent. That's why when you want to be absent, you must be in a submission situation. Absent means ego, absence of your ego, away from your desires. When the saint, when friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes absent, then they begin to get revelation, inspirations. Like you are sleeping, you become what? Absent. So what you get?
Dreams.
Yeah. You see? How you say he doesn't know? He knows more than the doctor. You begin to get dreams. And dreams are one part of 49 of prophecy. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, dreams are, if you are really in a real devoting your life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, real devotion, these dreams become, as Prophet said, like sun, very clear inspiration to what you have to do. That's why awliya, they say, we had a vision. We have a vision to do this or do that. Or we have vision about this murid or that murid or that murid or that disciple or that student. You don't hear that? Because they will get it through their through inspiration when they are in an absentee situation, when they mostly are in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So submission is very important because you are not protected. Children are protected. Angels protect them. You see the children fall from very high places. They come after running. You think they are having a problem? No, they are running. You might have a problem. And people wonder why they are they didn't have anything, because majority of people understand, because children are pure, no sin on them, Allah protect them. Angels protect them. We are not protected. So to be protected, we have to submit. Submission is important.
Very important.
If you are not submitting yourself to your Creator, you face a lot of difficulties. Your difficulties never end. And that's why you see awliyaullah, although they have difficulties, but they don't feel it. They don't feel that they have difficulties. You might see it, that this one is speaking about them, or that one speaking about them, or this one saying something, or they have less money, they don't have enough provision, we don't have this. But they are content with what Allah has given them. They are happy. They don't feel that misery that we feel. They don't feel that difficulties that we feel, because they submit to their Lord. They are like sleeping, like someone, like a doctor. MashaAllah, we have a big doctor here. Always when you say suhbah, he sleeps. He goes into submission. like doctors, when they have to operate on someone, they give him what? Anesthesia. To make him to be able to submit to their work. And they begin to cut. If they cut all the person, he would not say no. If they cut him into pieces, he doesn't say anything. He submit. Also, dead people, when they cut them, they are submitting, finish. They do not say anything because they are under that, Allah's anesthesia. Their soul is being taken, so the body is left. The body, although has value of honor, Allah honored us, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, Allah honored Bani Adam. But what you do with the body, it's finished, you send to the grave. The importance is for the soul. So when the doctors do an operation on you to fix you, they have to put you into submission. Or else, if they want to fix you and still you are not unconscious, anesthetized yet, what you do?
I will try to fix him.
You begin to shout. Huh? And if you have anything in your hand, you take the scissors and you start.
Fix him.
They cannot. Without put you completely into submission to what they are going to do for you, to cure you. They are not doing that to destroy you. They are doing this to cure you. So when Sayyidina Ali, look, that's the evidence. When he has a teeth problem, and they have to take it out, he said, okay, take it out when I'm praying. Means when he is praying, he is submitting to his Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he was praying, they pulled his tooth out, and they were surprised because he never moved. And when he finished his prayer, he said, you took my tooth? They said, yes. And he never felt it even. Because the real submission. So when we are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maqadir we say in Arabic, whatever he planned for us, who is the best planner? Allah said in Holy Quran, he is the best planner, is not? You are not best planner of your life. Allah is best planner of what he wants you to be. Since he is the best planner, why you are then complaining on what's happening to you? When you have no complaint and submit and say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, what has given me. I cannot do it by myself. It's him, what he did for me, of the best. If you want to complain, go and look at the homeless people. And see your life, or what you say, compare your life to their life. What is there is difference or not? Anyone homeless here? No, alhamdulillah. Go to see these homeless, what they are, how they are living. I was by one of the supermarkets, so I don't believe I what I saw. A homeless person, might be you saw that, but he's pulling all the
garbage
and he found a can of soda. He shake it, oh, there is something in it. Make it like that and drink it from the garbage. He cleaned it, he wiped it with his hand and drink it. Do you do that? Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, see what kind of ni'mah he gave you, what kind of favor he gave you. If you feel that you are not happy, go and look. also to sick people. If you are sick, go and see the other people in hospitals. They might be 100 times worse than a case that you think about. Is not? Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us health. He gave us health. He is providing us. We are eating. Anyone sleeping hungry here? No. Anyone no clothes? No. So, what we have to do then? We have to say, oh, thank you, our Lord. Praise be to you that you have provided us everything. And that is what we call to be a thankful servant. There are many different races and nationalities. Allah made us from males and females to know each other, tribes and nations to know each other. And He said, the best among you is the more righteous one. There are a lot of nations and tribe and race. The best is the one that who is good. He's not the best who is trying to backbite the other and say, oh, look, this what he believes in, the other one he believes what, and the other one believes. Leave. Religion is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave everyone to what he is feeling happy with. Allah will respond to his Lord. He is not responsible responding to you. You cannot force anyone to respond to you. And that's why spirituality, Sufism, is very important in the life of people, because it will lift you up to a level that to be content and happy with everyone that Allah created. You have no animosity or hate toward anyone. Everyone you consider is your brother and sister living on this earth to enjoy that life and to be good servant for their creator. If we reach that position, really you are submitting at that time to Allah. Allah will inspire you through your hearts. And that's why dry people, only people who only think about themselves, not thinking about anyone else, and make everyone infidel, they are dry people, they never get any inspiration. Because they are dry. They already became like this, became dry. Like this stick. It's dry. There is no water in it. So when it is water, if I break immediately. But if there is water in it, it doesn't break. And that's why when Sayyidina Zakariya, Prophet Zakariya, you say, asked for a child, and he was 99 years of age, Jibril came to give him good tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you a child after your dua. He said, I'm going to have a child, I'm 99 years of age and my wife is 90 years of age. He took a dry stick like this, and he as soon as he touched it, Jibril showing to him, leaves were coming out. He said, Allah is rejuvenating the womb of your mother like this stick is being rejuvenated with life. Means life. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍ. Allah said in Holy Quran, we have made from water everything living. All living things comes originally from water. Without water, you cannot live. So the womb of his wife, her name was Yasara, and then after became Sarah. So Allah gave him Yahya. What's Yahya in English?
John.
90 years of age. When you are dry, if you cannot get heavenly support, you never get rejuvenated. To be rejuvenated, you must keep, you to be alive, you must keep that
water
living in yourself, and that water is the life, and the life means the spirituality, the spiritual aspect or dimension of your life, to be always surrounding you in order that this inspiration can come. Look how rain comes. Scientifically, the water in the sea or the water in the lakes evaporate, isn't it? Goes up because they become a gaseous state. They are light, they go up, and there they become more thicker and thicker, and then they come as rain. So, if you don't keep that watery element in your physical body, that life that Allah gave to you, if you don't keep it lively through that spiritual aspect, which is will uplift you, goes up, means when it goes out means indication going toward heaven. It goes up means going toward its creator, means going toward the heavenly presence. And then when it gets blessed there, it comes back on you full of
blessings
and mercy and love to make dry things, to make them living like water. When it comes as a rain, everything will live, will survive. You become a rain for dry people to be able to rejuvenate. And that's why without the water, no grass or no trees or nothing can live. That's why awliya Allah are like that. Saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's friends, are that example. They are the rain for our dry bodies to rejuvenate and become back into a living life, a living way of presenting their murids or their disciples in a nicely presentation, and become like all these murids, become lively like roses with different colors, and it become like a nice bouquet. You say bouquet? Bouquet that you can present it to the loved ones that you, whom you love best, what you take to him? A bouquet of flower from different colors, presenting that flower to that one whom you love. And awliya Allah, whom they love most, is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they present their followers in that lovely flowery bouquet from different colors of roses, presenting it as a present to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and taking their followers in that nice way to the heavenly presence. This is what we are missing today, and this is what the whole world is missing, such people. And where are these such people? They are living, but look for them and find them. And if you find them and you know them, visit them. Visiting them make you happy. Take stress?
Affliction.
What?
Affliction.
Affliction, as he said, take stress, or make you the depression, take the depression from your heart and make you relax in a relaxing situation. And that's why it is said in the Naqshbandi Sufi order that the company of the Sheikh is very important. If you don't keep the company of the Sheikh, you cannot be happy, or you cannot feel relaxed. You still, these difficulties will be burden on you. And if those people who cannot keep the company of the Sheikh, at least they have to meet a Sheikh in the year twice, physically, or one time, But if you keep distant away for many, or you cannot go, or you don't go, or you don't try to go, then that nearness, which makes you feel happiness, will slowly diminish, and instead you will have difficulties coming. Like what? Like if you have a nice flower rose growing in your garden, and if you not every time, every month, go and look around it, wherever there are wild grass, what you call them? Weeds. Growing, take them and throwing them. After a while, these weeds are going to cover the whole rose, and you cannot see anymore the rose, but the rose is existing there. It is still there, but you cannot see it anymore. It's veiled with the weeds. So our problems, if we do not keep this relationship with our Sheikh and visiting with him, these weeds will be growing and no way to take them. They become so difficult at the end that it becomes difficult to take them easily. There is a way to take them, but they will become more and more wild and spreading, like what this poison oak. I never knew about a poison oak until I came here. Poison oak grow everywhere. You take it from one side, it comes from another side. And it irritates your body and make you, itching. So our difficulties make us itching and not resting, because we are not going to the emergency room to take an injection for this poison oak. There is no way to take the poison oak except with an injection. There are might be some cream, you see, but they never work, doctor. He gave us some cream, but with this wild poison oak in our area, it never worked. We need to take injections. So, awliyaullah, saints, Allah's friends, will give you that injection to take away that poison oak completely, the sweets away immediately from your body. Then what you feel? Your flower become blooming another time. You can see it from far away. And then they collect them quickly, all these flowers, and they present them to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without weeds, without poison oak, without any dust or any black or anything that make them look bad. And always these flowers must be in their very young life. You cannot take a flower to someone you love that already 4 or 5 days it is like falling apart. You take a flower how?
Young.
Yeah. Very young.
Blooming.
Blooming, like him. Blooming. So, you take it, you cannot give the one you love an old flower or a bad flower. So that's the work of the shuyukh, the work of saints. They are 24 hours responsible for their disciples and murid to clean them. To clean them and to inspire them through their hearts to try to repent and to clean themselves. If they didn't, they repent on their behalf. And they bring them to the presence of Prophet, and then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will repent on behalf of the Ummah. Bring them to the presence of Allah, as Allah said in Holy Quran. Recited, wa idhalamu.
إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما.
وإذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك, when they are oppressor to themselves, they come to you, يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. When they oppress themselves, when they become weedy. Too much reading, you see? Too much poison oak. So what they have to do to take that poison away? They have to come to the surgeon. Who is the best, protective, perfect human being Allah created, His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They come to Him. They Allah saying in the Quran, they have to come to you. جاءوك فاستغفروا. They repent there. واستغفر لهم الرسول, and the Prophet repent on their behalf. Allah will forgive them. So means it is a continuous process of glowing and blooming flowers daily that the awliyaullah are carrying this nice bouquet to present it for on behalf of their followers to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected us with a perfect master, Shaykh Muhammad Nazim Al-Haqqani, whom devoted all his life. Since I know him when I was young, he devoted his life always. He never stopped for the best of his followers and the best of the ummah. May Allah forgive us.
Ameen.
It's
Ameen.
Enough. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us.
Ameen.
May Allah give us from the best of these days.
Ameen.
It is the month of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam birthday, Rabi'ul Awwal. Today is the second day of Rabi'ul Awwal. Tomorrow, inshallah, we have a mawlid. Anyone likes to come, can take the address later from and we expect all of you. Bihurmat al-Habib, bihurmat al-Fatiha. It's okay.
Thank you. This submission comes to ease also.
To eat?
Ease in life.
Are you always eating?
No, ease.
Ease. What he needs?
No. It's just ease. I'm ease to sneeze.
Sneeze?
Yeah, I don't know.